It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. You know, it is getting cold outside. I mean, we've had a couple of days that have been really, really cold. And when the cold weather starts, I start thinking about the holidays. And today's show, that's what we're going to talk about, is travel tips for holiday travel to get you ready for not only Thanksgiving, but also looking ahead to Christmas as well. And sitting in with me today is Doc Bill with Sapelo Island Birdhouses, the luxury vacation rental cottages on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. So hi, Doc Bill.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here. Again, the holidays is a special time. It's a time that family gets together. It's a time of friends. And it doesn't make any difference whether you're traveling on a plane, traveling by boat, traveling by car, or you're just traveling by foot. You know, a good plan is always helpful, and hopefully we'll talk about some information that will make that event quite special.
Well, I think we need to talk about each of those, because a lot of times, you know, we think travel, we think folks are going to go and buy that airplane ticket and take a trip by air, but really, the holidays, even if you're only traveling for an hour, most people are, you know, traveling somewhere either for Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, or the days leading up or afterwards, and they're traveling by car. So we definitely want to include that. And then also there's train and bus. And like you said, some people may be walking as well. So you may have all modes of transportation during this holiday season. But, you know, Thanksgiving holiday and then Christmas, which comes a couple of weeks later, is undoubtedly the busiest time of the year when you talk about travel. And usually when you talk about busy and you talk about travel, you also talk about those snags that come up, or, you know, those little challenges that we have with travel when it's a busy time of the year. And travel just alone sometimes can be a little bit challenging. I mean, I definitely have my stories of that. But during the holiday season, you know, it really can be. So if you plan and if you think about some of the tips that we're going to share, I think it will really help take some of the stress out and have us really focus really on all the goodies that are associated with the holidays.
And that's important. I think one of the things that can make your holiday season, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas, most enjoyable is to actually look at what's the most important thing. And the most important thing is to be with family and friends. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the fact that you're with people that care about you when you care about them, and that's the most important thing. The travel, the fights at the mall, all that can be put in different contexts, because ultimately, at the end of the day, it's just being with people that you care about and care about you. And if you focus on that, that's the first way to, you know, start your day off right, and that should be the first thing on your plan.
Well, I agree with you, but I would just only add food to that, Bill, because food is a big part of the holidays. After you have those sweet potato pies and collard greens, corn, turkey, ham. I mean, you have to have all of that as well as part of the family and friends getting together. But I definitely agree with you. It's definitely the time for that. So let's jump in and talk about a couple of tips so we can get people ready to do just that. Go and spend that time, that special time with family, friends, and eating, of course. So I want to break this down for each segment because we have so many tips that I really hope the listeners are running now to get paper and pen so they can jot some of these things down. But as always, if you miss some things, we'll have some of these on our website at www.travelbagswithanita.com. So you can also visit there. And we'll put together a couple of little lists as well that will help folks. But let's start things off, though, with packing, whether you're going to go by car or whether you're going to go by plane or bus. You know, when you think about packing, you really need to pack light. A lot of times for the holidays, you know, we're piling in the gifts and we're, you know, trying to make sure that, you know, we have everything that we think we might need. So if we put a little bit of pre-planning to that, especially when it comes to gifts and you're flying, you really need to think about sending those gifts ahead of time, maybe giving gift cards, because if you go with that gift nicely wrapped and all pretty with the bows and everything to the airport, you're bound to be the person that they pull aside and say, we need to search and see what's inside that, you know, that box. That's bound to happen. At least that's happened to me before when, you know, which is why this is my first travel trip that I'm starting with. Because I've had that happen where I've had to have things open. So also, too, you know, when you think about traveling by air with your suitcases, you know, if you can, purchase one of those scales, where you can weigh your bag. and see exactly how much it weighs before you get to the airport. Have you seen those, some of the stores?
You can find them in a lot of the stores, some of the travel stores they have at the mall, you can find them. And again, if you're taking, whether you're going to be taking jams, certain types of packaged foods and goods, consider UPS. You know, like I said before, you know, you can, if you have a good idea when you're leaving, you can send these ground. A lot of this stuff will last a long time, and you can, it's very inexpensive. So if you're going to, let's say, California or going to some other places, you can have that sent a few days before, and then you can just take your essentials on the plane to where you're going.
That's great, great, great tips. And you are listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Well, we are talking about holiday travel tips, and we're providing all kinds of tips for you as you plan your holiday travel. Now, I like that idea of really going ahead and shipping some of the food items, because people do like to take food when they travel, and sending those things ahead of time really, really makes a difference, because there are a lot of foods that you can't carry on in your carry-on bag, and I think we're going to go down that list a little bit later. But also, when you think about how much your bag weighs, it can be quite costly, because 50 pounds is really where they start with the extra charge for extra baggage or overweight bags. So you definitely want to see if you can purchase one of those scales so that you can measure your weight of your bags prior to getting there. Now, here's another tip that I really like to share with people with packing, and this really is whether you are going by car, going by boat, or plane, and that is really have your medicines and things like that. Pre-pack some of those things and make sure you don't forget them, like prescription medicine or maybe painkillers that you may be taking if you're taking something like that, glasses, you know, any of those things that you know you're going to need on your trip. Why not pack those things maybe a little bit ahead of time in your carry-on bag or a bag that you're going to have with you, so you can make sure that you don't forget those things.
And make sure they're in well-labeled containers, because if something happens to you, whether it's a physician or you're in another hospital, someone should be able to look at the medication you're on and have some idea what's going on with you. So make sure they're in their bottles or containers that are well-labeled in case something happens.
That's a really good point, Dr. Bill, because another thing, too, is that if you're traveling internationally, and even if you're not traveling internationally, this might be a good tip as well, to keep those medications in their original containers so that if you are pulled aside for additional searches, that people will see that, you know, this is actually a prescription drug. And that can really be critical in some countries where there might be some doubt about whether or not you should have those drugs or not. Now, a couple of other things, too. I really like to suggest to travelers when they're traveling to come up with their itinerary and leave it with, you know, someone maybe who's watching you home while you're gone. It's a good way also, too, to make sure that someone knows where you are and really the route that you're taking and, you know, where you're going. So that in case there's anything that happens at your house, your neighbor or the person who's looking out for you, for your place, will know how to reach you.
That's very important. The same thing with certain documents, whether it's a passport, driver's license, and any piece of paper that you want. It's always good to make a good Xerox copy and have it. And in this day and age, you can also store information like that in the cloud as well. Mm-hmm. And so if you can't access it, it can be accessed from anyone on any other place on the site, either computer or something like that. It's quite helpful.
Absolutely. I like that idea. I really like that idea. But now, what about holiday shopping while traveling? You know, everybody likes to shop. And, you know, Black Friday is that day right after Thanksgiving where people like to hit the malls. And I know you mentioned, you know, the holidays is not all about that mall kind of, you know, tussle back and forth over the toys that are discounted. So any tips on maybe holiday shopping? How about avoiding maybe carrying, you know, pocketbooks that may be, you know, on your shoulder that are open? You know, so make sure that you have those zipped. Fanny packs, a lot of times people think those are safe, but someone could actually kind of snatch that as well. So really being aware of your surroundings when you're shopping, because there are folks out there, unfortunately, during the holiday time that are looking for, you know, things that they can grab.
That's true, and making sure you don't leave bags in your car. If you leave them in your car, put them in your trunk, or don't have things that are exposed so people can walk past your vehicle and see what you have in it.
I like that idea. And coming up in the next segment, we're going to continue talking about all these great travel tips. We'll talk a little bit about how to plan and what's the best day to travel. And we'll also talk about traveling with food. I know a lot of us like to travel and take those turkeys, sweet potato pies with us when we travel. So we'll talk all about that. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, WDEN.